We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, Gabe's Wiseman. He gets called up for the Utah game earlier this season. He's all excited. We're all talking. Remember, he was like, oh, man, it's going to be back in the big-ass hotel. I'm happy. Plays 5 minutes in the first half, doesn't play the rest of the way. So these youngsters are playing and looking over their shoulders. You can't play like that. The youngsters should have been told at the outset, Shasky, just go play. Just go play and win. So anyway.
It's a great point because I want to say this right here. Like the 650 is texting him. Come off it. You were leading the charge to ditch the young guys.
Not this show. Not this show.
What did we say not on this show? Every time.
I said the youngsters have been mismanaged.
Yes.
All right, Wiseman may not be a winning player on the team. May not have been a good
fit. But I don't think we saw enough of it to make
it. I know we didn't see enough of it.
Okay.
And what we saw his rookie year was a player who was ascending. I don't give a damn what anybody says. You talk to the players, Hall of Fame players, guys who played the game, they said Wiseman was getting better and better and better. They all thought highly. When Wiseman got traded, how many texts did you receive? Why did they trade Wiseman? We go see opposing teams. Man, Wiseman, they gave up on Wiseman a little too early. I would have maximized him. Okay, stop telling me what he is it. Okay, is he a flawed defender?
Yeah.
Sure. Does he know where to be offensively at times? Gets lost a lot. So let me play to his strengths. He's on my roster. Let me play to his strengths.
Yeah.
What's his strengths? Boy, he can roll to the basket and he can finish. Boy, he can hit the elbow jumper. He can hit a three. So why don't we just maximize him instead of forcing the read and reaction system onto him? Let's play. Hey, Jordan Poole and Wiseman. You guys have a great rapport. What about Kuminga and Wiseman? You guys have a great rapport. Let's play a little two-man game while you're in and maximize your strengths and hide your weaknesses. We do the same thing with Steph when he was a bad defender. We hit Steph.
Yeah, right?
We're going to hide you, but we're going to play to your strengths.
That's a great
same
point.
Thing with Wiseman. There was no patience there. Kuminga seeing DMPs. Moody's like, what am I? Am I a two or am I a three? Is Ty Jerome playing over me and limp? So the youngsters also on this show, I can't speak for other shows, but on this show, we're team youngsters, man. We want to see these guys develop and play, especially when you're defending champs and seeding doesn't matter. That's what they tell us.
Yeah, well, they tell us that. I would say to them regarding the seeding question, like, maybe it doesn't matter. But boy, it makes it a lot more difficult.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think that's even like deniable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I look at the landscape that they've got in front of them. Have you seen the movie 1917 yet? Have you seen that? Well, it's like about trench warfare and it's about World War One. And like, imagine being in the trench and having to like go through the landmines of everything that's out there. That's, you know, as you survey the land and every time you stick your head up, bullets are flying. That's where they're at right now.
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe had they won some games earlier this year and built up a nice little cushion, they would have a much nicer road ahead of them.
No doubt. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HG1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, your favorite 95.7 The Game, for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And do not forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game and be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Shout out to YouTube. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to Twitch. Hey, we're at hour number four. This show is flying by today. Thanks to you, the listener, the callers, the interactions on YouTube. Let's go back out to the lines. Let's go to Stockton. Oscar, out in Stockton. Hi, Oscar. What's happening, Oscar?
Man, I'm just here listening to everybody. Like, you know, I got a lot of things to say. I am a coach. I know the youngsters, this and that. But one thing we cannot do is sit here and keep on trying to blame the veterans. Okay, yes, they are getting tired, but that's on the coaching staff to make sure that you input these youngsters, like you say, early in the year. Even right now, they should still be playing more, but the rotation is so flawed because the people that we put in, they don't play no defense. That's the ultimate thing. I don't care about what we blame anything on, but every team we play, they're shooting. Everybody making over 15 threes.
Right.
That's because we have nobody to stop the ball handler. If you watching the game, I know you guys are watching it, Bonte. You can understand. If you cannot stop dribble penetration, your defense is going to be flawed. Offense is not the key. Offense is flawing. Our defense is the number one thing. And right now, you can say what you want to say, but Mike Brown was the key to our defense. And our coaching staff right now, I don't see them having an attachment to our defense philosophy, because we right now in the role, we don't even like a team. It's very disappointing. And my thing is that I'm not going to never give up on the Warriors. And one thing about the Warriors, we're going to turn it around. And it is on the veterans, but we do need Wiggins. That's my main topic, yeah. Wiggins.
Need Wiggins.
One thing about life, we all go through life situations. Death, sticking to a child, or with you. That's one of the main things I can understand about being out. But
we don't even want to go down that road. I know you're not trying to, but we don't even want to speculate.
Don't even let that get over.
He's out. We don't know when he's coming back.
Yep. We don't know. No timeline.
Let's go
to our homegirl, Robin. Auntie Robin in the city. What's up, Robin?
Hi, Robin.
Hi, you guys. I just, nothing annoys me more in life than shift blaming. I swear to God. It annoys me to no end, and it motivates me to call. I just want to address a few points. Wiseman, just because he's doing good there, whatever people say, doesn't mean he works in this system. You know what I mean? And so I believe he was drafted at the time because it was situational. And you guys know that. And plus, that draft sucked anyway. Okay? And, you know, it was a crapshoot. And a lot of them were crapshoots, Halliburton, all of them. And so, you missed the seven. If you missed the six, that's the seven. And then with respect to this thing about Wiggins, I just find it extremely odd that, all of a sudden, not you guys, I'm not pointing fingers, but I was talking about the fan base. We need Wiggins. But then they dogged Wiggins so much before that. And the same way they used to do Looney. It's just what have you done for me lately? No, the last thing I want to say is this. This guy who everybody's, I'm a coach, they're a coach. The rotations are this. Look, the money dictates the personnel. You understand? And so the money that they have will always get you these type of players. And these players simply don't, I call them pokey in them, okay? And then the lack of facilitators. We don't have any facilitators among the defense. It's just a flawed team. It's a bad year. The personnel sucks. And the last thing I want to ask you, Jackie, is you say they failed, I guess, what is their goal? Which I agree with, because they failed at their business plan. Well, if they failed at their goal, then explain to me what their business plan was.
I don't know. What do you think? I think it was to bring those guys along while also trying to win games. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Robin's gone. Oh, she's just gone. Like that. There's a lot there. There's a lot there to unpack, I should say. 888-957-9570. We got the Tara Vanderveer sound. We'll get to after the break.
Do you have the Casey Schmidt sound?
I don't have the Casey
Schmidt. The sound that ball makes off the bat when he goes right center with a double,
get the Casey
driving
Schmidt
in two
sound.
Runs. How about that barehanded play he made coming in, throwing across his body? Or the one that he picked going to his left?
Let me say, Casey Schmidt better be David Wright with the way you're talking about him.
Well, David Wright's one of my all-time favorite players.
He better be David Wright. Just tell you
if
that
injuries
right now,
hadn't derailed his career, yeah, David Wright is going to be one of the special ones.
Trust me, I know. You better be David Wright. The way you're hyping
all I'm saying is, you talk about the eye test. This kid, Casey Schmidt, passes the eye test defensively.
Who's they got a Johnson guy, B. Johnson.
Well, there's a McCrary kid I saw yesterday. Big skinny lefty. He's got a big long swing. I like him too.
Who's the B. Johnson guy? Some guy, B. Johnson.
Brian Johnson? No, 1997?
No, we've had him
upper
on the
decker
show.
Home run?
We love Brian Johnson.
Stanford?
The Dodgers.
Well, they have
win.
The Sable guy.
Bryce Johnson.
So Bryce Johnson. I was tipped off about him over the weekend.
Oh, were you? How about Sable?
You know what Bryce Johnson's doing?
No, what's Bryce Johnson doing?
He leads the majors to stolen bases this spring. 11 steals.
Will Farhan let him steal during the regular season?
And he's playing center field. Let's play a center field.
Well, you
Bryce
know who's
Johnson,
not,
I hear.
You know who's not
legit.
Having a good spring?
Who's that?
Yaz.
Well, shocker. Before we get to the break, let's go to Joe Shasky, a.k.a. Casey Schmidt. for the Kirby Delivery of the Game.
Ah, the Delivery of the Game. Our friends, you know them. Download the app right now instead of a food delivery app. You know, like all the ones that are out there. It's a mechanic delivery app. They bring the mechanic to you to work on your car. It's Kirby, your driveway mechanic. Check it out at Kirby, C-U-R-B-E-E.com. And today's delivery from Kirby has Steph Curry doing his usual Steph Curry things as he works through, I don't know, half of the Grizzlies' defense to get to the bucket.
Curry off the screen gets Tillman. Drives on him. Stops, gets to the other side. The bucket is in between three defenders. Flipped it up and in.
Boy, how did he work for that one?
My goodness.
And that is the Delivery of the Game brought to you by Kirby, your driveway mechanic. Download the app right now. Check it out at Kirby, C-U-R-B-E-E.com.
Bryce Johnson, that's the guy I'm getting behind. Love his solo bases. I need speed.
I do too.
This team's so slow.
Oh, you know where they're really bad,
though? They're slow in pace of play, and they're slow in the base paths, well, the Giants.
Backup shortstop is a problem. Whoa. Estrada cannot be our backup shortstop. That's another reason why Schmidt needs to make the roster.
Just play shortstop. The young guys. What do you have to lose? You're 81-81 last year. You slept into that.
Wouldn't you be excited to see his at-bats every day if they broke camp with him?
Sure. I would hope so. I would hope so. What's the point of not having him up with the big league
I'm
club?
So excited
What's the argument against him not being with the
big league
club?
Well, that he wants every day at-bats.
Well, he should be playing every day on this team. Well, did you see the lineup? We just read the lineup last year, which had me praying to Big Jesus and Jesus.
Well, what's funny is we had the same discourse regarding Joey Bart. And my whole theory on a lot of these prospects, they're not ready. But if they come up and they struggled, they probably weren't ready anyway.
Just on the play.
Some guys are just ready to go, and some guys aren't. Very few go back down, figure it out, come back up. Like, come on, man. Like, you either can play or you can't.
All right, what's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture, Calvin in St. Louis, Vaughn in North Carolina, 888-957-9570. We've been talking Dubs all morning long. We'll play some Tara Vanderveer sound. A Stanford women's basketball team got knocked out as a one seed. As a one seed to get knocked out, they don't advance to the Sweet 16. Talk a little tournament. Oh, don't do that to the ladies. Don't do that to them. Come on, Spadone.
You gotta say, Gonzaga, the Bulldogs are well-oiled machine offensively.
Gonzaga!
Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Take it away, Bonte.
So I know you're not a gambler, Shasky. I know you're not a gambler. But that TCU shot there at the end, as you heard the fans go crazy, Gonzaga was favored by 4.5. 4.5. So that last shot by TCU, it's a meaningless shot because it wouldn't have got him a victory.
It's not meaningless.
But it's not meaningless if you bet money on TCU.
Did you?
Oh, no, I didn't bet on it. Oh, no. I watched the full college basketball game. Are you crazy?
No.
I didn't touch
couldn't
it.
Couldn't have been me.
My guy Philly Zoo bet on it. He actually had a great weekend. He took Arkansas. He took, I think he took Miami.
Wow.
He had a big weekend. Well, he only told me about the wins. He never tells me about the losses.
That's every gambler ever. Yeah. Well, except Tony Soprano.
Yeah, that's it. But see, I like to talk about the losses, too. I talk about the losses more so than the wins because I don't want people to know how much I won.
Do you like to win more than lose, or do you like to not lose more than winning? Like, I hate losing more than actually
winning. Not lose, because the wins, here's what happened with the wins. You celebrate for like 5 minutes. You're going crazy. Sometimes, you know, some bets feel better than sex, depending on how you cover it, right? And so, but here's the problem with
Wynn. We'll cut that. Yeah, don't worry.
Here's the problem with Wynn. That's why I gave you a little time, a little But when you win, 5 minutes later, you're looking for the next bet. So you really don't enjoy the win. Get what I'm saying? But the losses, oh, they linger.
Yeah, because at some point you root for pushes at some point. If that's the only way, it's like, Okay, you're rooting for a push. That means you're not going to lose. So it's always rooting against the loss.
There you go.
Isn't there a John Denver song? Know when to fold them.
Yeah, there is.
Kenny Rogers.
Why do I always mess that up? God.
So Gonzaga,
always mess that up.
Gonzaga was favored by 4.5.
Not the Kenny Rogers who pitched for the Texas Rangers.
No,
shut up, Dirk Gate. And he had the stuff on his
Detroit
hand.
Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, he was with everyone.
And he was cursing everybody out. Yeah. He was cursing himself out on the mound during that playoff run.
All right,
so TCU lost 84-81. They were underdogs by 4.5. That last three, they cover the spread. and everybody goes ding, 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 ding.
Yes. 7/10 of a second left.
That's a bad beat, folks.
Speaking of bad beats. Actually, this is nothing to do with bad beats. I'm going to work here to try to get our audience, which I believe is the most creative audience in all of sports talk. I really do. I think that our audience is absolutely outstanding. I want to do some fun videos, and I want to ask an array of questions to various people. So I'm coming up with...
Let me guess. It has to do with baseball.
Yeah. It's in honor of baseball. As we head into a summer of, you know, not a lot of content when it comes to...
The Giants are going to provide plenty of content.
Oh, I know that. But I want to do some fun stuff, and I want to enjoy it and lean into it. And so, for example, all right, and I know this was trending last year, but I want to ask you, Bonte, do you call it play catch or have a catch? Because in Field of Dreams, he says, Dad, can we have a catch?
Oh, yeah.
And no, you say, hey, called it that.
Let's play catch.
See, it's play catch for me, too, yeah. Right? I want to ask questions like that. You brought one up. Who's your favorite swing all time?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's probably Ken Griffey Jr. Juan Gonzalez. I love Gary Sheffield's swing.
Yeah, you do love Sheffield.
I love the bat waggle.
You only get one. You only get one.
I'll go Griffey since I was a lefty.
Favorite stadium, not including AT&T Park?
I haven't been there yet, PNC Park. I really want to go there. Okay. I'm hoping the Niners play the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh in the month of September so I can go to that game. Nice. I will go to that game.
Nice.
Check out PNC. Yeah. Best stadium. I'll just go to ones that I attended.
Is about as bad as the Warrior road record right now.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. But keep going.
Camden Yards is special.
Okay.
Camden Yards is beautiful.
Favorite team all time?
93 Giants.
Okay. I think that's one of mine. Favorite pitching motion ever?
Hideki Nomo.
See, I'm going to go Lincecum.
Yeah.
There's just something about it. But what else could I ask people that you would be interested in? So send those texts in 888-957-9570 on the Xfinity mobile text line. That's the kind of fun stuff I want to do.
There you go. I like that.
Maybe I'll ask people, is winning a bet better than sex?
Sometimes it is.
I will not be asking people that.
Don't ask people that.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. I'm telling you.
Just do it and do it.
Sometimes you hit. Ask Guru. Ask Padone. You hit the meds, dude. Ask Lucas.
Fight on. Oh, they lost.
Yeah, they did lose. They did lose.
Party up.
To Michigan State, right?
Yeah.
Michigan State got into them. Shaka Smart lost.
Too. Favorite wrestling intro ever.
Ric Flair.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
Is that a good one? Would you want to hear what other people's favorite wrestler intros are?
We've done that before.
Undertaker on line one.
Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. You love Stone Cold.
Of course. DX.
Yeah.
DX. Are you ready?
Yeah. That's pretty hard. Kurt Angle's very underrated.
Oh, God. You are like such an old white guy.
Dude, this is so good.
Give me a break.
If you didn't get hyped off of this, and he came out there walking down the aisle with his hand like this, with the two gold medals and a tank top, doing this,
fought all his pets. Favorite flavor.
Come on.
Vanilla.
Let's go. You don't feel that?
No.
I thought you were American.
That's like the 17th best intro of his own era.
Dude, I thought you was American.
Oh, that's an all-timer.
The American I represent is, now he's been canceled, but I am a real American.
No.
The Hulkster.
No.
Yeah, we can't.
Kurt Angle, gold medalist.
Come on.
With a broken freaking neck, Shasky? Come on.
Hold on.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, it's damn true. I love how you had that right on cue.
The three eyes, Bonte.
One more time for
intensity,
me.
Integrity, and intelligence.
Let's go. The Warriors should be playing this in their locker room.
So now, I'm imagining Bonte coming out in an all-white Colts uniform, looking like, Mike Francesa, walking out slowly, vanilla music.
Do not disrespect the all-white Indianapolis Colts uniforms. And now horseshoe and those socks and the stripes on the side of the jersey. All-time uniforms. Whew. You know the Warriors should be playing this Kurt ahead to beat the locker room right now, getting ready for the Houston Rockets.
Remember the days when they would take flights and Coco would come on and all the different songs and they would do all these great little like videos and memes and
I'm in love with the Coco. Yeah, not many flight videos these days. Not many.
San Jose Jazz fan has a question, Loveman. Is winning a great bet better than a great lunch?
Oh, wow. Calvin St. Louis, what's happening? I'm leaving.
How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Man, I just want to say I woke up this morning so mad, and I'm always looking at all these different sports shows to try to find what they're saying about the Warriors, if they ever talk about them. And then my girl looked it up and found you guys and said I could call them. That's the kind of show I've been looking for. Man, y'all got a new subscriber.
Hey,
and
thank
I
you.
Want to say,
welcome to the roast,
crazy
Calvin.
That y'all guys and y'all subscribers say the same things that all the fans are listening to, but they don't talk about it on the other shows. Man, I just want to say that first and foremost.
Well, thank you, Calvin. We appreciate that.
What are your thoughts on the Warriors right now?
Man, let me tell you the obvious, since nobody wants to talk about it. Since the beginning of the year, they went from a championship team to somebody who all of a sudden they get a million fouls called on them. And then once they get the fouls called on them as a team, they real soft-hearted, put their hands down, and they don't commit to play. But what I blame it on, since nobody wants to talk about it, is Steve Kerr. How do y'all make the same adolescent mistakes and don't sit there and correct them?
Mm.
First of all, if you got a big league lead, stop jacking up the three-point ball, play some inside ball, play some twos to sit up there and finish the game. Especially if your threes ain't dropping. Second point on Steve Kerr again. He sits there and never, if he would have sit there and started highlighting the fact that a superstar like Steph Curry gets called the least amount of calls in the league. And the reason they do that, because they know they gave Steph and Klay their free throws that they deserve, all the games will usually be out of it. They had a guy like Kuminga last year. Everybody in the world bragging on Kuminga and his development. They never really used that man in the playoff till trash time.
Mm.
Mm. Steve Kerr still refuses to do that.
Oh, boy.
Then they refuse to give Mike Brown, oh, my God, the coach of the year credit, and talk about that. If this was the Lakers, guys, soon as they win one, I mean lose one or two games, they're already ready to get rid of every coach that has been like that for years. Nobody's really coming after Steve Kerr as a coach, because it seems to be that Mike Brown was a true coach. Now let's get to the next thing.
Calvin, we got to run here. Calvin, give us a call back later in the week. Hell of
save
a first
some
call.
Material for later.
Hell of a first call. I mean, boy, he was on a roll. I said I got 2 3-point points, and all of them was about Steve Kerr.
Well, let me ask you,
Steve Kerr does deserve criticism.
Great coach,
hasn't done a great job this year.
So, maybe you can educate me, because I'm not aware of what people feel around these guys. Did Popovich get crushed in San Antonio in years where they had maybe high expectations and didn't come through?
I think we all crush him, but right now he's going to have that number one pick in Victor Wembanyama. And when you win 5 rings in San Antonio, you got carte blanche.
What about
San Antonio?
What about Phil Jackson?
Lakers?
It felt like whenever there was a little bit of heat,
he'd take a year off of sabbatical, and then he'd come back. And
but like Laker fans, Spadoni, you're a Laker fan. Was the charged up fan angry at Phil Jackson when they would stumble?
No, it would never be on Phil or Kobe. It would always be on Powell, Bynum, someone else.
Really?
Those guys were untouchable.
Odom.
Lamar Odom,
nope.
That would be the bench player. Yeah. Derek Fisher got ran out because they didn't have a true quote unquote point guard. Everyone else.
But think about Eric Spoelstra, Miami.
Well, Spoelstra's been crushed at times
and
also the front office because of like giving Hassan Whiteside a maximum extension and
giving Deion Waiters a lot of money,
absolutely, and then trading away Goran Dragic. Like there's trading for Lowry. There have been some things, although he's one of the longest tenured coaches in sports. There have been some things where they've crushed him, but I do feel like he's especially now like he's revered.
The one championship coach who gets a lot of heat every single year is Doc Rivers. He's got the one ring.
I look at Doc the way I look at Mike McCarthy.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Like, I consider you good.
Said really good teams.
Good, not great. That's what I view him.
And he's done a good job this year with Philly.
I mean, Bruce Bochy at the end, to even try to criticize him felt sacrilegious, did it not?
It did.
People would run you out of that.
I don't think Bochy did a good job in the 2016 postseason. Heck, in some of those World Series years, I thought Bochy.
He was pretty good.
He was good, but pretty you know, good. In the Philly series against Charlie Manuel, I thought Charlie Manuel was so bad because Bochy had a couple decisions here and there. Charlie Manuel won up to him numerous times.
Having
in terms
Affelt
of bad decisions.
Stay ready in the bullpen was a big thing with Johnny Sanchez and Chase Utley. But like, I think like Dave Roberts, the final couple years, it felt like he had more to play with, and he was out managing Boch. Boch was like a step slow on Yankee guys.
How much blame can we really give Steve Kerr?
Well, that's why, I guess that's my question.
Right.
I do think that there, it's a little different in basketball because rotations, everything happens in more real time and quicker.
Let's be real. There's been a lot of guys in and out the lineup, whether it's injuries.
You're missing your second
personal issues. Exactly. The youngsters, not a lot of patience there. I don't think Steve Kerr's done a great job this year.
I think some criticism, but overall.
He also looks kind of burnt out. By everything. Like it,
now that is an interesting point.
Would it shock you if Steve Kerr walked away after the season? He's got 1 year left on his deal.
No.
I don't think it'll shock anybody.
I think the NBA, too, is just so different than the other sports. Like the NFL, you change your roster over four. Like, look at the Niners are awesome. How many guys are in?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And out.
Right.
Like 40% of the roster, right? And that's the NFL because of the unguaranteed contracts. Right. Baseball. There's going to be a bunch of guys on this Giants team that most people have never heard of, right? And that's a lot of teams. Like the Dodgers have a lot of new faces. Like the baseball has a big turnover. Basketball, it's a couple of new guys.
Right.
But for the most part, it's the same guys. So does that message get more stale more quickly in a power player, league? I think so.
They just came off a championship.
No, I know.
Just came off a championship. So I don't know. There's not a lot of NBA coaches who come back for that last year to deal as a lame duck coach, right? Without an extension. I know he wants that extension. The Warriors haven't given it to him. Bob Myers wants that extension. Yes. They haven't given it to him.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things going on here, which will not surprise me. Steve Kerr said, you know what? We had a great run. It's been here since 2014. A long time.
Very
long time. Rob in San Bruno, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Rob?
I remember when I called earlier when they started out slow, and I told you guys the league has caught up with them. Like, their style of play is not surprising nobody. You know, teams, coaches, players, and watch 1,000 hours of film on every pass, every call. I just feel like, and then that last call had a great point. I'm blaming Kerr, too, because every great championship dynasty have always had a team they had to reconstruct the way they play basketball. I don't personally think Curry want to reconstruct the way he plays basketball. He want to play one style, and I feel like the league is caught up on that. Plus, you have other teams that have athleticism. They have big, and they have shooting. All the Warriors have is shooting. If they're not shooting well, they're not going to win the game. If they lose a 3-point contest, they're going to lose the game. So I just feel like it's on the GM. So I'm putting this on Steph Curry, and I'm putting this on Curry because, to me, Steph, if you're one of the top point guards of all time, when you got a talent like Wiseman, you make something happen with that. I feel like he didn't do that.
That is.
I think it's over till next year.
Man, you know, in the offseason, the question will be asked, if it's not asked already, how much of it do you put on Steph? Steph's been great when he's on the court. There's starting to be, and this is a question for a later time, but there's starting to be some people out there who are starting to tweet at me and starting to text saying, how good of a leader has Steph been this season? That question's starting to get floated out there. There's a lot of people are blaming Steph for the Wiseman departure. And I don't know if there's any truth to that. I'm not even going to speculate that.
I think he's
Steph
of
question.
Work.
The Steph, yeah, Steph.
His body of work kind of speaks for itself.
Exactly.
Doesn't he deserve the respect and the benefit of the doubt?
But the question,
if he hasn't earned it, who the hell has?
But it's a fair question, isn't it? We question hard. I know I question hard all the time.
No one's perfect.
CP3.
I mean, think about
Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is an all-time talent.
Absolutely.
He gets played for everything.
Yes. Yes.
People come out and crush him and say he's not a great leader.
Yeah, but I do think, forget the leader part. I do think that there is a crossroads here for the team. And Steph can't be relied upon the way that they're relying upon him moving forward because he's only, you have to bake in. He's either going to rest or sit out 20 to 25 mm-hmm. games a year, right? Now, playoff mode, different. But during the regular season, I do think that they need to adjust how they build the roster,
right,
what their offensive principles are, because you can't just run everything around Steph when you know he's not going to be. He's not 28.
Right.
He's 35, right? He's going to miss some time. You have to build that in. You have to bake that right into the lasagna of the team next year. That's not me saying that Steph can't do this. He can't do that. I'm just saying take a little off his plate, right? And have him slowly evolve into a different role. Not a lesser role, right, not a less impactful. Just some different stuff. And that's where I think when we talk about blueprints or the roadmap to this year, where I think a big mistake was the youngsters weren't ready to take on some of that stuff. And I don't think that they were ready to acquiesce those guys as well. Both are true at the
both
same
are
time.
True. Stacey Oakland. Stacey, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey, Stacey.
Thank you for accepting my call.
Anytime.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, and I really wish that the organization would be honest with the fans, but I could also understand maybe they don't want to just put all of their laundry out there. But it's very clear that the problem is the punch and the relationship between Wiggins and Poole. Wiggins does not, he did not respect it. He does not, that action was probably the most horrible thing he could have ever even imagined. And it appears to me he's not going to step on the floor with Draymond. So that just simply means he won't be back the next season, and we already know Draymond is leaving. And I don't know why the Warriors won't be honest.
I don't know about all that. I don't know. That's
a
slippery
slope there.
It's a lot of.
I think it's a lot of speculation.
We're assuming a lot. Yeah. Nah, that's.
I don't think that's fair.
I'm not there yet. All right, real quick, let's laugh a little bit. Stanford, no laughing matter. They lose as a number one seed to Ole Miss last night at Naples Pavilion in the women's basketball tournament. The top seeds usually get the home games in the first couple rounds. So Stanford, thought they were on their way to the Sweet 16, thought they were on their way to another Final Four, which would have been their third straight, thought they were on their way to possibly another national championship. Lose last night to Ole Miss. And Tara Vanderveer, Hall of Fame coach, one of the greatest coaches here in the Bay Area. Probably on the Mount Rushmore, to be honest, what she's done at Stanford.
Definitely the most underrated.
Yeah, no doubt. She doesn't get a lot of love. She deserves a lot of love. Three national championships, all the All-Americans and Hall of Famers. But she was basically asked how tough this loss was. Let's listen to Tara Vanderveer and her answer.
I'm not going to fall into the trap of saying, wow, we had a horrible season. You know, I know that our mentioning would be ecstatic to be playing, you know, two games in the NCAA tournament, and Bernard would be happy about that too. You know, this is a very young backcourt.
So Haley Jones last game, Tara basically said, I know our men's team would have been happy to play two tournament games. So what you talking about?
Well, they lost one of the holes to the WNBA. Like, they lost some talent, but the thing is you're a better program than the boys team, the men's team, right? Like,
the men's team deserves a shot like that.
Way.
The men's deserves a shot like that.
Hey, good for her.
You have to take a shot at that. I love Tara.
In
95-7
the game, 11 years of history, how many times do you think we've played Tara Vanderveer Sound?
Not a lot.
Under 10?
Just the we've first had her time? On the air.
No, I know we've
had her on the air multiple
times. A sound bite.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good for her.
I was like, damn. I saw that live. I was like, wow.
I've always thought that she could have coached in the NBA, and I wanted to see her get a chance. I know that time is coming on. I wanted to see her or Pat Summitt get an opportunity. Obviously, that didn't happen, but I really did. I sincerely thought it would work quite well.
They'll be back. Won titles 90, 92, and 2021. Hall of Famer.
I mean,
she's got over 1,000 wins. She's got, 1,186 wins. Her winning percentage, 81.7%.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, it's impressive.
That's incredible.
Gold medals, Team USA. No, she's been awesome. A little shot fired. We got the Casey Schmidt highlight. Somebody get the Casey Schmidt. No, we don't have it. All right.
Here's the highlight. Sick stab. Ooh, look at him coming in, throwing across his body, looking like Nolan Arenado.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Oh, runner on second. Pitch away. Oh, he drives it into right center. Double. Damn. Those are your highlights. That was yesterday recap.
You're going to make me hate the Giants.
Why?
You are.
Kids should be excited.
I'm excited about baseball. You're going to make me hate the Giants.
If you're not already there.
See, that's the problem. People say things, and, you know, Steiny gets a lot of hate. Oh, man, you hate the Warriors. No. Steiny doesn't hate the Warriors. I don't hate the Giants.
I've had the question asked a few times.
Oh, I know you have.
So, Logan Webb pitched yesterday.
Does it look great?
No, I just... Not how sure. Do I phrase this?
See, I've never seen... Here's the problem. I'm going to stop you right now.
What's that?
We're putting way too much stock into these spring training games.
Dude, it's not about...
You are.
What do you mean?
Because I could already tell.
No, Logan Webb. Off the body of the work last couple years. I really like Logan Webb. To me, not every team has an ace, right? And I think that we've miscast him in the ace role here with the Giants. He is their best pitcher.
But on a great team, he's probably a number two or number three.
Yes. And that doesn't mean I don't want to sign him, and it doesn't mean that I don't think he's a really good player.
He looked like an ace in 2021.
No, he did. But that's not an ace is a guy that you hand the ball to year after year after year. And there's only so many of those guys. Yeah, but I think he's a really, really good player, and he's definitely someone that I'm building around.
He pitched pretty damn good in 2021.
I know.
Took over an ace role. Was the ace last year, had a pretty good year.
And was outstanding in the playoffs.
Yeah, he had a pretty good year last season.
Like, is Urias an ace for the Dodgers? No. He's a great pitcher,
number
though.
Number two, number three.
Yeah, but he's a great...
But he's like, pitched like an ace.
So has Logan like Webb. An ace. So is Logan Webb. But, like, when you hand the ball to a Scherzer or a Verlander or an Alcantara, like, it's just different. And I'm not trying to... Like, there's levels to it. You know what I mean? It's like saying someone's a quote-unquote superstar as opposed to just a star in the NBA.
Oh, where's Spinoni at? We got Wiseman Watch. Xfinity Fast 5 coming up in 7 minutes. 7 minutes. Love, man. If you can find a Wiseman Watch open. Wiseman Watch. Because Wiseman did something last night. It's going to make one fan ticked off. And we're only going to do this through the end of the year. I promise you we won't do it next season.
Last point on Logan Webb before you move on. It's just... I don't know. It just feels like something's a little off, a little more nibbling this year than last year.
It's spring training. No,
I'm well aware. But there's an electricity that you see with some guys.
It's spring training.
Even in spring training. I know. The pitchers are always behind the hitters. I'm well aware.
And the ball travels a lot farther down there than that.
Well, the weather hasn't been as good.
It's spring training.
How much should we freak out about a Tim Lincecum spring training back in the day?
I never did.
Yeah, but Lincecum, okay, look.
We did at first, so we realized, oh, no, we don't actually need to freak out about it. But I'm agreeing with you, though, Monte, on the pitching.
I'm not freaking out. I'm just saying that,
you're freaking out a little bit. No, I can tell when your jaws are moving in a way when you start freaking out. I can tell. I know you too well. You start to turn around a little bit. I can't recall one Lincecum spring training outing. Not one.
Well, he did get lit up in 1 year. I think it was 2011 season. They partied all
out. I mean, come on. Wiseman Watch.
We present to you the Wiseman Watch.
The 2019 winner and 85th recipient of the Heisman Memorial Trophy is...
No. Not Heisman. Wiseman.
He's going to go all the way up and jam it.
President of the James Wiseman Fan Club, Bonte Hill.
Oh, man. Da, da, on YouTube. I love you, too, man. I love you, too. Sorry to annoy you this morning. Pistons lose to the Heat, 112-100. Oh, Wiseman. How about this? How about this play right here?
Wiseman to the screen for Corey Joseph. Corey bounces it inside the game.
Baby hook and he hit it.
Baby hook and he hit it to the 13. 22 points, 13 rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks, one free throw, one of one from the three-point line. But James Wiseman, kind of hooping when he's got the Detroit now. They're not winning a lot of games. I think they won, one game since he's been there? A plus-minus, you can point to that. It's not really good. But with the Pistons, averaging a double-double.
This is James Wiseman. Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Oh, boy. when you look at this season with the Golden State Warriors, and there's a lot of pressure on Gary Payton II to regain that form from last season, and he hasn't even played yet. And they're not saving that much money. Like, a lot of people say, oh, you're saving a lot of, you're not really saving that much money when it comes to the luxury tax by dealing James Wiseman. Would we be thinking about that trade for Nvidia? Is that the next Chris Webber deal?
No.
Like, we talked about Chris Webber for 20 years.
Chris Webber was like rookie of the year level.
Right.
You know, early on, they went to the playoffs. Like, no. Like, that. There's a different level to this. Like, this is more of a, you know, it reminds me a lot of like a prospect trade in other sports. Like, you're going to have to develop him and whatnot. Like Atlanta, everyone goes to Atlanta. You traded away Brett Favre. Dude, he was a backup at the time. Like, nobody knew that Brett Favre would end up being that.
Well, I go, you know, Zach Wheeler. A lot of people
said years.
Took years. No, still a good deal.
Yeah.
It's a great deal.
Did you see on TikTok, Eagle TikTok, I believe it's where it surfaced, but the guy was wearing a Chiefs jersey with a cowboy hat.
I did see that.
And I think this should be our Fast Five question today. And I want to hear how delusional everyone is.
Do you have the sound of it? Can we play the sound?
Basically, the rules are this, okay? Do you think if you had four full quarters in an NFL game as a quarterback, you can't throw smoke screens. You can't do the little like
shovel
passes or any of those
things. Sweep.
No screens at all. Can you throw for 10 yards in an NFL game?
And this guy said, heck yes, he can.
Oh, yeah. I watched the video. Very, very confident that
he could. Do you believe you could throw?
No. Now, here's the other question.
See, I'm delusional.
Saski,
I'm delusional.
Don't tell me you don't. Don't think you can. Come on. Really?
Finish the game. If I played the full game, you have to play the full game, correct?
Bonte, I love you. You could barely go 10 yards.
No. Come on, man. I was the best elementary school quarterback in history, elementary schools. Listen. You have to play the full game, right? Let's get the ground rules here.
Yes.
You have to play a full game.
Yes.
Take all the snaps.
Yes.
Take all the hits.
Yes.
And you have to tip. They may call 30
all
passes.
All game, and you have to one or two slants. Can you do it?
Can I finish with 10 yards in a game? Yes,
first off, can you finish the game? That's like the rule.
I may not finish the game, but my final stat line, whether I get knocked out in the second quarter, third quarter, first quarter.
One drop back with them in your face.
I'm throwing for 10 yards, baby.
Don't be that guy.
I'm getting 10 yards,
dude. Are you serious?
Run that cover three.
You're the guy that thinks he could step in and hit 95?
Run that temp at two, and I'll throw it right between the safety and the corner. Let's go. Faye, right down the sidelines, baby. Beat that cover two.
What's the offense he has? If he has CMC, just dump it off to him every single time. Just dump it off to CMC.
One Texas route. I am 6'4", so I can see over the offensive line. I'm just saying 10 yards?
Give me the Fast Five. I want to hear from the audience. 888-957-9570. No smoke screens. No bubble passes, touch passes, pitch plays. None of that. Can you throw for 10 yards in an NFL game?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
And no, akin, I did not play JV as a junior in high school because you weren't allowed to play JVs as a junior in high school. If they were, maybe I would have been on JVs. Who knows? But I was not on JV.
Like Bonte, they hike you the ball. You're in shotgun. They hike you the ball.
Right.
And Javon Hargraves is coming at you.
I know. It's a problem.
You're spiking that so fast into the ground moving back.
There's no doubt.
Like, are you kidding me?
No negative yards.
Bonte, I stood on these NFL sidelines. Like, Brock Purdy's small. Then I stand next to Brock Purdy. I'm like, oh, he's huge next to me. But on an NFL field, he looks tiny. Eric Armstead would literally break every bone in your body.
I saw Danico Autry hit Geno Smith so hard. So at the Raider game, they don't do it at Levi Stadium. But the old Coliseum, when the Raiders playing in Oakland, they allowed the media to go down to the field for the last 5 minutes of the game. So I would always take it out of them. I was like, I got to get on the field. Geno Smith got hit so hard. I was like, damn, I wouldn't survive one play in this game. But since we're playing the exercise, somebody's got to be a doofus here. I'll be the doofus.
That's the game where they snapped Eli Manning's consecutive start streak, right?
Wow.
Geno.
That's right.
Ben McAdoo?
No, he was a Jet. Geno's a Jet.
Okay.
Geno's a Jet.
Gotcha.
All right, Tyler Miller over here. Bonte Hill, what do you think?
I'm not comparing myself to Stetson Bennett. Stature-wise, we're pretty similar. I think if he could do it, I could do it. Come on.
Are you guys serious?
He's like 5'11", soaking, like 180 pounds
soaking
wet.
Probably one of the best athletes you've seen. Even though he looks mediocre on that field, probably one of the best athletes you've seen.
But look at him with all those guys, the Brock Bowers, the Darnell Washingtons, Bonte. Give me those guys. I could do it. Come on. Give me Darren Waller and Foster Morrow.
I'm 6'4". What does that have to do anything? I could see
Paxton
over the line
Lynch
of scrimmage.
He's the Anthony Richardson of the station, is there what he's saying.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I'm the Anthony Richardson.
I don't have the mobility as an AR-15 these days.
Loveman, you don't think you could actually do this.
Do I have to stay in the pocket the whole time?
You pick however you want.
If I can get those rollouts, hit those arrow routes going off to the sideline, I think a little yak there.
Bootlegs every single time, baby.
I think, 10 yards.
Get outside that pocket.
I'm alone on this.
Yeah, you're alone. Tyler Miller, YouTube. I'm throwing for 10 yards. I'm throwing 10 yards for sure. All slant routes like Mitty G.
You can't throw over the linemen, most of you people. Like, come on.
510. I'm sorry, my man. Bonte is the least athletic zero rhythm brother I've ever met.
That's not fair.
Do I even know you, 510?
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Good to get this one. Bonte, callers will torch you for 4 hours tomorrow if the Doves can't beat the Sorry Rockets tonight. Better not show up if they lose.
I'm just going to say this.
Okay, thanks.
I think people with a real size football, they don't realize how difficult it is to throw a good spiral on the money.
Just tough.
10 to 15 yards.
Oh,
just
tough.
10 to 15 yards in the air. Like, I'm not even trying to be a hater.
You have time to warm up, I assume, right?
No, you're just going to go in all cold in your Dockers.
Let me just say this, though. I'm not going to use my warm up. I'm going to just throw a couple times and just rest my arm.
Well, I've seen
because a warm up, warm up, you're going out there, oof, oof. Oof, the beat's playing, and pardon me, it's playing over the loudspeakers. You get a little too amped up.
I love how you set the image of you with the helmet on, and pardon me from little Yachty or whoever is bumping through the speakers as Bonte is like taking a hike under center from Jake Brendel. I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
I do this from time to time, man, when I'm at home, dude. Like, man, imagine me on that field, pardon me's playing.
What kind of face mask do you have?
Oh, I got the Deion Dickerson. The D.I.
Do you have the neck roll like Eric Dickerson?
A quarterback? No. they call it the Dickerson face mask, but Deion Sanders wore it when he was with the Niners.
You guys are so delusional. Like, I've watched Nick Bosa is huffing and puffing pre-snap, and he's literally, you would literally pee down your legs. Every one of you.
Ajax 408. I'm hitting a fade to Ayuk 100%. I'm
hitting a fade that doesn't get picked to the house?
Edward Kemp, YouTube. Have good accuracy on 5-yard passes. I agree. And Shasky, nobody's scared. I'm not scared of Nick Bosa coming out that edge.
I'm going to let him protected. Know that this spring
let
training.
Let him know that. Hey, Big Bear, I dropped back 5 yards. Like Vern Glenn going out there. Come on, let's go.
What was it in Jackass? Jared Allen just killed Johnny Knoxville in Jackass. Was it 2?
Oh. He did kill him. Ask Gruder that question. He go 12 for 15 for 20 yards and have at least one TD drive and rush from 35.
I'm Joe Montana.
Lamar Jackson.
Xfinity Fast 5.
Patrick Mahomes.
That was Fast 5.
Johnson.
I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
Oh, man.
Like, if you actually played high-level football, like, I'm not trying to dismiss it, but I just know the roster here at 95.7 The Game, and I know what the average list. Like, if you are a high-level athlete, sure, I think that some of you can. But the majority of people out there are delusional if they actually think they can accomplish that. I think you're underestimating the speed, the skill, the physicality, like everything involved.
I'm throwing for 10 yards. That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity Supercharger Home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Hold on.
Okay, keep going.
Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Josh Johnson got folded like laundry. Like 2 plays in. Do you know how much bigger, stronger, and faster than Josh Johnson is than the majority of people texting
coming
him?
Down, I'd be scared. Oh, I'd be paranoid. But I'm getting those 10 yards.
Josh
as soon
Johnson.
As I, hey, listen.
Bonte turned to me in that game. He ain't getting up. Look at him, dog. And he was like struggling to get carried off the field. We shouldn't be laughing.
I'm throwing for 10 yards.
Demolished.
I'm throwing for 10 yards, and I'm leaving with a hamstring injury. I'm going to get my 10 yards.
You're pulling a Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, just spiking it every single time when there's someone in your face. You know what? No.
Yeah, Bonte drops back, and he's got the Brock Purdy elbow injury almost immediately.
See you tomorrow, folks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.